Support for WGLT's Grow comes from FS Farmtown by Evergreen FS. FS Farmtown is a resource for lawn and garden products, from power equipment to mower repair and maintenance, and more. Details at evergreen-fs.com or at 1808 South Morrissey in Bloomington.
Fall is the best time to plant trees, woody plants, bulbs, and recently divided plants, and even turf and seed grass. Here to tell us more in this edition of our gardening podcast, Grow, is our expert Patrick Murphy from Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum. I'm Mike McCurdy. Murph, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Like with everything, I assume there are exceptions to the rule that fall is a good time to transplant.
Yeah, there is such thing as kind of a point of diminishing returns for the fall planting season. And if we reference some of the experts from the extension at Purdue University, some plants are more susceptible to winter injury during fall planting. So these plants include magnolia, dogwood, the native tulip tree, birch, beeches, a whole slew of plants are included.
And why is that?
A lot of those plants, they need the root growth to establish themselves before the growing season has actually ended. So if you wait real late, like right now, it might be too late because we've got the snow and the cold and it's not going to be real warm afterwards. So when the new plant goes in the ground, the leaves stop producing chlorophyll. The roots are not growing, and the plant will just sit in the hole and freeze all winter.
But for the most part, tree planting in the fall is good. That's because of root growth?
That's correct. For all of the plants in the categories you mentioned, Mike, that root growth establishment is the greatest during the cool season temperatures, and that longest period of those temperatures is in the fall.
So what's going on underground with the roots when the temperatures are a little cooler?
Well, when the soil temperatures are in the 50s, let's say, because that's the temperature that the spring planting season begins with. When the forsythias bloom, that's a good indication that the soil temperatures are great for planting. But in the fall, the plants are still growing coming out of the summer planting season. And as the leaves stop producing chlorophyll and the plant is still working, the roots move out of the root ball and into the planting site. And that's what you're looking for. That's what'll keep you out of trouble moving into the winter.
So what about other plants and even woody plants?
Late season plantings of particularly things like azalea, rhododendron, magnolias, dogwoods, these are all spring blooming plants, by the way. These perennials and woody plants can decline and fail when they're planted too late in the fall or in the fall at all, because a lot of these plants that I mentioned are very slow growers. So lack of root establishment allows the crowns to dry out, and that's the part of the plant that's just above the soil line. And then when that part dries out, you can have damage and failure. And when you're adding your newly divided perennials, watering and mulching them is really important for this reason.
I always like dividing hostas. One, you're getting two plants for the price of one, or even more if you continue to divide them over time. Because even in the first season of dividing that hosta, it comes out and those fronds come out and sort of drape back over like a fountain. You can't tell it's a transplant.
I know, and that's a great way of kind of illustrating how pruning can stimulate growth, because dividing a perennial, you dig up a hosta that's the size of a garbage can lid, you could cut it into four hostas. You don't have to just slice it in half. So I agree with what you're saying. And you're pruning those roots when you're dividing that hosta, and that's why you see that flush of growth.
Daylilies, I've had success doing that. I've never lost a daylily dividing it in the spring.
They're so tough. They're great for that.
I always plant bulbs in the fall, even garlic. What do you think about that?
Tulip bulbs are best planted in October, and the ideal time to plant the daffodils and other spring flowering bulbs is kind of fits into that time frame as well. You want to plant the bulbs in groups or clusters to achieve the maximum visual impact. Masses of color are more recognizable. And also the plants kind of nurse each other in this little grouping there. So that's a little different than the garlic and such, because you can plant that in isolation. Because garlic, you're going to consume it, right? You might enjoy the flowers for a very short period of time. But I think the time frame, you're still in good shape.
And it's still essentially a bulb.
Absolutely.
So I never really paid much attention to the month that I was supposed to plant the bulb, because I had to garden when I had the time to do it. So I would just treat fall as one big season. But I never had any bad luck with planting bulbs sort of, you know, throughout the fall season. And I've planted garlic as late as November.
And I've planted tulips. I've drilled tulips into the ground during the month of December before, when we had very mild winters, and the ground did not freeze all the way up until, say, like Christmas time, and I didn't lose a single bulb, nor did the squirrels get all of them. But it's some of the plants that we're talking about, particularly those spring bloomers, those are the ones that you got to watch for as far as planting them too late in the fall.
So what is your favorite bulb and flower?
I think allium is my favorite
Mine
bulb.
Mine too. I love the giant globe alliums. They're so impressive and make such a statement in the garden.
I love that shape and that color. I'm personally fond of the violets, so the purples and the blues and stuff. But allium is a lasting flower as well, and you can get it in any size you want. You can get it knee high, or you can get it chest high, and it's tough as nails. My practice years of experience in Chicago and Northern Illinois. If you go to the city of Chicago and any of the northern suburbs, allium is always something that's part of the public planting display, because it's so reliable and it's tough as nails.
And I would occasionally divide those and daffodils as well. I would go back in and dig those up and then split, because they will reproduce their own bulbs.
Yeah, I wonder, we should sometimes do an experiment or something to see, like, if you started with, say, 3 daffodils and you divided them every year, how many square foot would the initial planting turn into after a couple years? Because it's almost like it's part of the program. If you don't do that, you start to get a decline in your flowering.
What about the Great American Lawn? I assume, is it good or bad to seed and turf in the fall?
Seeding is literally the best way to produce a wonderful yard. It's a wonderful stand of grass. It's not so much the fertilizing and everything. For the same reasons that woody plants and trees love fall planting, grass roots love that cool soil temperature also. Sod can establish very quickly during the fall months. As soon as you start creeping up on that first hard frost and the eve of Indian summer, that's when you got to kind of start being conservative about sodding and seeding. The sod could lay there with no root development and literally freeze to the ground. That sod may not be viable in the spring.
You might have a square dead patch.
You might. Or you have a spot where the weeds have come up through a poorly established section of sod. Grass, on the other hand, is a little more forgiving, because there is such thing as frost seeding, and we may have even talked about it before. So if you've got a bunch of grass seed laying around in your garage and you've already conducted your last mow of the season, it's really not that wasteful to go ahead and throw it out on the ground. The snow will help that grass seed come in contact with the earth. If you can sow that grass seed on some bare soil and make sure that the grass seed has just a little bit of soil cover on it, it will for sure germinate in the following spring.
And not only is fall a good time for that, I would assume, because of the temperatures, but we also get a little more moisture.
You get some more moisture, and you might have a spot in your property or your garden that is shaded for most of the year, and then you get a small window of opportunity in the early spring and in the late fall when those leaves are gone and more of that sunlight's hitting the ground. Sometimes that extra week of sun is all you need to launch off your new turf seed planting.
But with turf seed or turf itself, water is important.
Absolutely.
The same with transplants.
That's right.
If you have any gardening or landscape questions, get in touch. You can share your questions and we might answer them on an upcoming episode of Grow. I'm Mike McCurdy with Patrick Murphy. Send your gardening questions to wglt.org/grow.